Welcome to the Low Energy Ramses Recaps. I'm Low Energy Courtney.
I'm Low Energy Alana. What if it's ASMR now?
Oh, I'd be so bad at ASMR. I have a lisp. Nobody wants to hear that.
My nails aren't long enough. It's like imperative that you have super long nails so you can like
tippy tap
on stuff.
See, I don't like the tippy tap ASMR. I'm not really an ASMR person in general, but I do like the soap ones where they cut the soap, not because of like the sound, but like visual ASMR. Yeah, I like visual ASMR. I don't like sound stuff. Sound stuff like makes the hair on the back of my neck like stick up. I don't like it.
I agree, and I think that's actually like the part you're supposed to enjoy is the hair sticking up part.
No, I don't like it.
I also don't like it. It's not for me. But now that's what we're doing. Welcome to Ramses Recaps ASMR. The only thing I have to tap is the mic. I don't have a single other goddamn thing to tap for you.
I have a jar of weed. I can tap that. Although I did just cut my nails, so it's truly just nubs.
I can tap my phone. It's going to sound exactly like I'm tapping the mic. It's going to sound exactly the fucking same. It's the same noise.
Alana, what's this podcast about? I forgot.
Oh my god. So welcome back to Ramses Recaps, a podcast dedicated to all things in the Gordon Ramsay cinematic universe, where we cover all of Gordon Ramsay's all of his discography, shows. Right? All of his filmography.
His IMDb.
Starting with Kitchen Nightmares. We are watching. I wouldn't even be able to tell you what season or what episode, but it's one of the older ones.
We are on season 4, episode 2. So we're imagine yourself in 2012. Ew, I don't want to, actually.
My 2012 was not that bad.
Mine sucked. Junior year of high school was the worst year of high school for me.
This was all back in the time when I didn't really have a personality, so it was, like, pretty smooth sailing for me.
Alana hadn't turned on yet.
I really hadn't. I had not downloaded a single bit of data.
You were just observing the other girls around you and going, yes.
That's not what was happening.
See, and you said you're bad at improv.
It's not exactly what was happening, but it's not what was happening.
You had a personality. You were a ballerina.
Yeah, I didn't talk or anything. Like, I was just surrounded by enough people who did talk where I didn't need to talk.
That's full, like, middle child syndrome, too.
Yeah.
Although, actually, my sister had the opposite problem where she never got heard, so she talked more.
Yeah, that's me now. The way you're supposed to be as a middle child when you're, like, 12, that's what I do now. I was a little delayed in it.
Look, some of us are late bloomers. That's the word. I was like, now slow growers. That's not it.
Now I'm so desperate for attention, I make videos for the internet.
Yeah, go follow her on TikTok. Hey. I'll forget to a million so she'll stop complaining.
That's so real. Get her to a million, not because the videos are good, but because she's being fucking annoying.
I just need a moment's peace.
Again, well, not today... untrue.
I just think of every time, it's always somebody I've never heard of on TikTok, where you're like, damn it, they passed me in followers, and I'm like, I have no idea, I've never seen this person in my life. Like,
So the problem that now that my life is dictated by, like, an algorithm, which is just, like, a robot that I can't understand, every, you know, 4 to 6 months, algorithms shift around, so every 4 to 6 months, I firmly, to the core of my being, believe that it's all over for me and my career is over.
That is true. It is a cycle.
It is a cycle where I'm like, it's the end of days. No one's ever going to see a video of mine ever again because the algorithm won't push it. I might as well just like delete. I might as well like delete my phone plan because what's the point? And then I get one video. that does okay. And I'm like, oh, all that other stuff I said, don't worry about that.
No, it's not even that. It's that you'll be texting me or, like, talking to me, complaining for, like, 2 or 3 days, and then you'll get a video that goes viral, and then you're like, yes. Oh, it's all fine now. And I'm like, motherfucker, like...
That's, yeah, that's the game. I'm never gonna learn. I want you to know that.
Honestly, though, it makes you make better videos, so...
I'm never gonna learn.
You're like a baby. You have no object permanence.
Exactly.
Well, speaking of babies, we got to talk about Leones.
Your transitions are getting so good.
Thank you. There's actually a couple reasons it could be babies, and it's because of the owner. He's a baby, and also that painting of the baby. Horrifying.
That's true.
Horrible. Horrible. So, this week, it's season 4, episode 2. Again, 2012. Pop music. Kesha has a dollar sign in her name. And we are in Montclair, New Jersey, visiting Leone's Italian restaurant. Leone's? Leone's.
It looked like Leone's, and I always thought they were mispronouncing it. I thought that they, the owner of the restaurant, were mispronouncing it.
Leone's restaurant was opened by Rose in 1996.
Me, some schmuck, literally 12 years later. It was like, you're mispronouncing your restaurant.
Leone's. Well, it was opened by Rose in 1996. Business was good. People would wait in line to come in. And then 3 years ago, so that would be 2009, she fell into a coma following complications from a kidney stone operation. So they say she went in for like it's like an episode of Grey's Anatomy. She went in for a routine operation and then was in a coma for 2 years. Like, what?
That's crazy.
It's insane.
I didn't think people actually did that. I didn't think people actually were. I thought that only happened in TV shows when they're in a coma for like 30 years. I didn't think that really happened. I thought you were in a coma for maximum like a month or two.
No, because if your family, if you have like a, and in your like will or something that you want to be kept on life support, they have to keep you on life support for as long as they can.
I just didn't think anyone really actually did that.
I personally would not.
Yeah, I'd be like, get me off that thing, man. Let me go.
I would be like, give it a month. Give it like a month, maybe two tops. And if it's not like looking any better, just like, let me go.
Like, yeah, but like, I guess they kept her on for 2 years. And that worked.
I mean, some people, I think it's just that
some people just want it more than I do.
No, shut up. That's not what I'm saying. No, I'm trying to. I'm not a doctor. I could be completely wrong. I feel like when people like fall into comas in that way, it's not that like their body or their brain is dead. Like when you go brain dead, that's when people usually will take you off life support. But they still have brain activity. They're just asleep.
Like, they're just taking a little nappy nap.
But it's just like they don't wake up from the anesthesia. Like they just never wake up. It's, I don't know. I could be completely, I'm out of my depth here. I'm not a doctor.
I mean, it sounds fine. It sounds right to me. I don't know.
You have a fake science degree. So.
I have a completely fake science degree.
Love a BA in science.
I have a BA in neuroscience. You know who has that? Fucking nobody.
Oh, it's so funny, though.
Bachelor of Arts in Science.
You gotta add that to your stand-up routine.
It's just the biggest load of, like, it's the biggest crock of horse shit ever to...
Have you ever wasted a hundred grand on something completely worthless?
Yeah, that's what I did.
We went to a very expensive college.
To a liberal arts school where it was just like okay to do whatever.
Yeah, a private liberal arts school at that.
Like, where they, in fact, actually encouraged you to do like fucking whatever.
Yeah, I have a theater degree, which has probably more value than yours at this point.
I unfortunately... The reason why it was good for me to go to that school was because of the theater degree I did not obtain.
Yeah. You have a minor, though. You basically have a major in it.
I was one semester away, and I was like, it's like not worth it to me.
Yeah, you're just like, eh.
To stay behind, as like a super senior for an acting class filled with freshmen, and I like am not prepared to do that.
Yeah, it was the same for me and English and psychology. Like I was just like one semester away from having a major in either one of those, and I just was like, meh, I'm good.
Yeah.
So when Rose fell into a coma, Michael stepped in, her son, Michael's the son, he stepped in and took over the business, but he doesn't do anything. He just watches like soccer on his like ancient TV. Also, like, and, I know like, it's 2012. I know it's 2012, but like that TV is like a 2002 TV.
Like, yeah, it was giving like record player to me, where yeah. It's like the shittiest thing. It plays music in a bad way, but the hipsters are like, no, this is the way that like God intended. This is the way that Frank Sinatra wanted you to listen to it. This is the way that NBC wanted you to watch soccer.
But it's like, it's also, never mind the fact that when you walk in the front door of this restaurant, the TV is immediately to your right with him just at like a little table watching, like at the host stand.
It's very off-putting.
It's crazy. Like, don't you have an office that you can just go like go do that in instead? At least hide. Like, I don't know. So the actual work of running the restaurant fell into this angel of a woman, Trudy. Love Trudy. She's a hero. She's a legend.
She is a hero. I agree. There are a few of them. There were a few women on that staff where I was like, you deserve a Nobel Peace Prize for what you're doing, for the humanitarian effort you're doing.
And then there's John, the waiter, with his eyebrows.
Is he the one with the confusing hair?
Yes.
Where he was... He gave me the air of being 25 years old, but he was fully balding.
Yes, yes. And he had drawn on eyebrows.
Yes.
He was an interesting man.
His hair growth pattern was confusing.
I think he was just styling it weird. Like, he had gel in it weirdly. I don't know. John, you were also very funny in this episode. Everyone is very good in this episode. Everyone really, like, turned it on for TV. So, Trudy is doing all of the paperwork. She's doing all the purchasing. She's doing payroll. She's also not the manager. She's just a server. Like, they don't have a manager. So, God knows what this woman's getting paid to do any of this. But it seems like she and Rose are close. Like, she's been there since the beginning of the restaurant, it seems. Michael's lack of effort has everyone else in the kitchen just doing nothing. The chefs are out back playing soccer while people are, like, waiting for food. It's crazy.
Unfucking believable. I couldn't believe this. I was mad. This is when I texted you, and I was like, I'm fuming mad right now.
Like, people were taking naps in the booths. Like, it's crazy.
It was the shot for me where this poor server goes back to a completely empty kitchen and is just like, hello?
Yeah, she's just like, hello, I would like the food, please. Michael had, like, no previous experience running a restaurant, and so he completely destroyed, basically. Like, the food went down, they're out of money. Rose came back, and she was just destroyed by what he had done to her restaurant. Like, she's fed up with her son.
Like, she's fed up. Also, he had clearly never, like, no one had cleaned anything since she left.
No, that restaurant's never been cleaned. It's never been, like, vacuumed, dusted, anything. It's disgusting. Like, she literally says, if Gordon can't save this restaurant, I guess I'll have to die.
Oh my God. I was like, okay, I get you were in a coma, but, like, I guess I'll have no choice but to die.
Like, girl, like.
I was on the floor.
So Gordon arrives and he walks in to Michael watching TV. Like, also, Michael looks exactly like somebody who's from New Jersey would look.
So I know that you are not a Friends watcher, but Michael, in voice and in appearance, if anyone who listens to this podcast ever watched Friends, The arc where Joey moves out and Chandler gets a new roommate, and it's Eddie, like the psycho who is like freaky and has a pet goldfish that has a goldfish cracker. They're the same. They're the same guy. Except one is like a caricature of a person and one is the person.
And one owns a restaurant in New Jersey. Gordon walks into Michael watching TV and Gordon's like, hey, how about you go outside, wait 5 seconds, and then come back in and let's play a game. And so Michael does that, and Michael's like, hey, table for one, and Gordon's like, no, I'm watching telly. And Michael's like, yeah, I get it, whatever. And then Gordon, like, notices the weird artwork of, like, creepy baby, there's, like, a clown guy, I don't know. It's
what a nightmare. What a, like, what a fun house, like, nightmare. The baby and the clown.
Have I ever told you that my great-great-grandmother collected clown stuff?
Oh, I hate that for you, and I'm sorry.
And all of us were terrified of her, like, little senior living home room because it was just wall-to-wall clown dolls, clown figurines, clown paintings. And I was like, lady, what?
Yeah, so the devil lived in that room. I think that devil lived in that room with your grandmother, with that person. I think they shared that room together.
Well, and then so that was my great-great-grandma, and then when she died, my great-grandma got, like, most of her stuff, and I don't know what she did with a lot of it.
Inherited all the clowns. Score!
She gave my sister these, like, sad clown paintings, and my sister has them hanging in her, like, apartment.
You're lying? No, she doesn't.
I am not! I can get her to send me pictures of them if you want.
I don't want those. I don't want any photographic evidence of that. I don't want to lay eyes on them because that's cursed as fuck, Courtney. The devil probably lives in those paintings. The devil probably saw that shit was going down and the devil had to possess something.
The devil would live in Tacoma, Washington.
Yeah, that's not outside of the realm of possibility for him.
Yeah. It's like weird enough there. The slogan for Tacoma is "You'll like Tacoma."
You'll like Tacoma, derogatory. You'll like Tacoma, it's just, threat.
It's just like the most mid town you can ever get to. So he then meets with Rose and asks her what she thinks is wrong with the restaurant, and she looks Michael dead in the face and goes, "Everything." And Gordon's like, sick. And then he meets Trudy. He meets Trudy, and Trudy's like, yeah, nobody's leading the restaurant, and I'm doing my best. Michael cuts in and says the decor is the problem, but then he quickly, like, admits that Trudy does most of the work.
When they were all sitting at the table, like, they were all, like, Gordon was holding, like, a town hall. He, like, interrupts to say that, actually, I think it's, like, just the decor that's bad, and everyone, well, and then, like,
he interrupts again at one point, and he's like, well, I think everyone can, like, step up a little more around here.
Yep, that's when I was like, the claws are coming out, man. Like, that's, yeah, I can't with that.
Because then Gordon asks, like, how often are you here? And he's like, 6 days a week. And Gordon's like, okay, so you're here for lunch and dinner. And he's like, no, I'm only here for dinner. And then Gordon's like, well, how much of dinner do you spend watching TV? And he's like, 2 to 3 hours. And Gordon's like, so you're only working 2 hours a night? Sick.
Yeah.
And when you break it down like that, it makes you look bad, bud.
Incredible.
So then Gordon finds out that they are losing $4,000 a week. Not a month, a week. That's so much money.
Yeah, that's 16 grand a month, and that's not good.
That's no bueno. Gordon looks at all of them, like, kind of flabbergasted, and is like, all right, I'll be back in 20. Make me one of everything on the menu. And all of these people look at each other, just so shocked. And then it cuts to one of the servers. I think it was John. And he was like, our menu is 15 pages long. There's over 100 items on the menu.
That is way too much.
And I know we, like, make fun of Gordon for, like, his small menus. But, ma'am, you are not the Olive Garden.
Like, you are not the Cheesecake Factory.
You are not the Cheesecake Factory. You cannot have 15 pages. I didn't know they made that many pages of Italian dishes that you could have in one spot.
Like, no, they don't.
And then it's, like, all of the chefs in the kitchen, like, freaking out, like, running around. And it's, like, we need chicken parm, veal parm, shrimp parm? They make shrimp parm?
I've never in my life heard of that.
And then Gordon comes back.
Also, sorry, not to interrupt, but, like, lamb parm sounds disgusting.
It was veal, not lamb.
That doesn't sound awesome. That sounds, I guess, better than lamb, but, like, even though they're kind of the same. But
I feel like veal is used more frequently in Italian dishes than, like, I don't think they really use lamb.
But, like, a fried...
But I've had veal schnitzel.
Yeah, that just feels different to me, though.
Okay.
I wouldn't be able to tell you why.
It's literally the same thing. I don't know what else to tell you.
Let me Google that really quick. I feel like I want to be right, but I don't know what I'm right about or what I'm talking about.
I don't know. I think you just don't like the idea of eating baby cow. Versus... And let me tell you, I didn't really like veal. It was not for me.
Veal schnitzel.
But I don't really like lamb either, so...
All right, so the first thing that comes up is an article from TripAdvisor that says, who knew that Wiener Schnitzel and veal parmesan were so closely related? So, they're the same, except one has marinara sauce.
And parmesan. And the other's just deep fried.
Yeah. So, what? Yeah. Okay. I concede.
Well, let me tell you. Veal is not for me. I don't like it. Yeah, there's something... the texture of it and also the idea of it freaks me out. I don't know why. I eat regular beef. To me, that feels better.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but something about it does not sit right with me.
No.
It's the fried dark meat, you know?
Oh, I don't like dark meat. That's probably why I don't like it.
Are you, like, a beef person? Do you eat, like, red meat?
No, I like red meat, but, like, pork... Like, pork chops, not for me.
Okay.
And I feel like veal is similar to pork chops. Like, I'll eat them if they're, like, there. It's the only thing we're eating. Like, I'm not, like, against a pork chop. But it's not, like, my first choice of, like, dinner.
Yeah, that's fair.
I just think there are better things to eat than a pork chop. No offense to... people who like pork chop. Maybe I've just never had a good pork chop. I just feel like they're always dry.
Yeah, that's actually exactly it. That's actually probably why you don't like pork, is because you've never had it that wasn't, when it wasn't, like, bone fucking dry. That's how I feel about chicken. I've just never had a good piece of chicken that wasn't just, like, dried out to oblivion, so it, like, it puts me off the whole thing.
I'll make you a juicy fucking chicken. I love chicken. I can roast the shit out of a chicken.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Come to New York. Fight me. And then we can eat, like, we can go get omakase, and then when we're hungry again an hour later because we ate sushi, we'll eat the chicken.
Yeah. That's real.
So Gordon comes back, and every table in the dining room is full of food, and his mouth is agape. Like, he starts with the pizzas, and they're like, this is a sweet onion pie, this is a classic pizza, like, cheese pie, this is a pepperoni, whatever. And the pizzas honestly look fine. They don't look that bad. He says they're a little burnt, and I'm like, it's a pizza oven. They're supposed to get charred.
Yeah.
Like, shut up. The pizzas, whatever. They're fine. If not, like, a little bland. But I'm like, it's pizza. Who cares? I stand by the theory that all pizza is good pizza, even if it's bad pizza, because it's still pizza, you know?
I agree, yeah.
So, then he goes to like a fish dish that has like a risotto, but the risotto truly looks like mashed potatoes. Like it's so mushy. And then it does like this fun like cut of him just going, it's too much garlic. It's too much garlic. It's too much garlic. It's too much garlic.
Too much garlic.
How much fucking garlic is in this? How many bulbs of garlic are in here? Like, it's just...
I mean, that's a weird flex to make when it's, like, an American-Italian restaurant. Like...
Yeah, I was like, bitch, you want garlic. Shut up. And then he gets to... He starts, like, going around and he's like, something smells. What smells? And then he goes to, like, this... clam dish. I think it was clams or mussels or something.
Yeah.
And he picks one up and he's like, these smell awful. And then he very
the visceral bravely, reaction I had.
And then he very bravely eats it and he makes Trudy and Michael eat it too. And he's like, it's full of sand. There's sand in it. And Michael is like, well, how do you clean them?
And what did he say?
You run them underwater.
The comedy of it. I had a lot to say about this particular moment. First of all, I know that you are allergic to shellfish, so you probably have never had like a gritty shellfish.
No, never.
It's really enough to put. It's really enough to put you off the whole thing. Yeah.
If I've eaten shellfish, it was only like fried. Like, I've never eaten it, like, out of a shell.
It's really enough to put you off the whole thing forever.
Oh, I can imagine. The sensation of it is not good. As a texture person, I would probably throw up. Like,
and while it was very funny for Gordon to say, like, oh, how do you wash it? By putting fucking water on it. What it was clear that Michael didn't know is that if you're cooking shellfish, like if you're cooking mussels specifically, if it's in heat and it doesn't open up ever, then that means the mussel has gone bad and it's probably rotting and disgusting in there and it's not cooked and you'll probably get sick if you try to pry it open and eat it. So a closed mussel like that should have never made it. Because he was specifically like, how do you clean them when they're closed? I'm like, you don't. You throw it the fuck away.
Yeah, you throw it away. It's bad.
Yeah, you... destroy it.
it's rotten. And then he gets to what I think is the worst one, which is this bowl of what looks like tar, and it's balsamic glazed chicken or some shit, and he cuts into this, it looks like the driest piece of chicken in the world, and yet it is so wet in that
I know.
Like, how can something be so wet and dry at the same time?
You know when you surgically remove the moisture out of a piece of chicken and then you throw it into the La Brea tar pits? You know how you do that on the reg and then you serve that for dinner?
They literally pulled a dodo bird out of the La Brea tar pits. And
that's literally
that.
What they did.
They served that to Gordon Ramsay and said, here's food. And he makes the other chefs eat it. And both of the chefs are like, I don't want to eat it. And Gordon's like, no, you're going to fucking eat it because I had to eat it.
Yeah.
So the chefs say that they don't like the food. They don't like cooking it. They don't care to eat it. Michael, though, in one of the talking heads was like, I eat here 6 nights a week. It's the best food ever. And I'm like, how are you not sick all the time?
Like, yeah, I liked when Gordon was like, do you like the food? And he was like, I don't like the texture, but the taste is okay. And Gordon was like, those are the same.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about? So Gordon, furious, leaves the restaurant and is like, I'll be back for dinner service. Gordon returns and he goes immediately to the kitchen. And the restaurant is fully booked for the first time in, like, 2 years. And it's immediate that nobody likes the food. Like, immediately nobody likes the food. And, sorry. Gordon goes into the walk-in. God, we haven't had a fridge moment in a few episodes.
And what a time to come back to it.
It's so good. He goes into the walk-in and he's like, this is disgusting. It is just... rotten food. There is cooked chicken with the raw veal. There's a frozen block of mystery meat. There's shit just everywhere.
That's oh my god, the mystery meat when he asked a bunch of people what it was and everyone was like, I don't know, it's not labeled.
Yeah, like literally the one of the chefs was like, I don't know, it's not labeled, it's probably veal. And Gordon's like, what do you mean it's probably veal? You can't just guess. Nothing's organized, nothing's labeled, nothing's dated. And Gordon, he shuts it down. He's like, nah, we're done. No more. Nah. Get everyone out of here. We're done. And he meets with the staff, and all of them are like, we don't believe in Michael. He sucks. And Michael's like, Gordon's like, all right, well, step your pussy up then, Michael, if you want to be a part of this restaurant. And then he makes them clean. And that's the end of night one with Gordon Ramsay.
I know this is going backwards, but, like, nothing makes me more angry than, like, the cooks that are like, yeah, it's gross. Like, quit? I don't get that, you know? I have never understood that. Like, I know because it's not even like Michael was saying, you have to prepare it this certain way that's gross. They were just like, yeah, no, it's gross. I'm like, you're making it gross. Like, you did it.
Yeah, because if Michael doesn't have any power, like, and if the chefs cared, because at the end of the day, I think they're just being lazy and enjoying, yeah, like, getting paid for doing nothing.
Getting paid to play soccer, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, if they actually wanted the restaurant to succeed, like Trudy did, they would put more effort into, like, changing up the menu themselves, and, like, Trudy would print out new menus probably for them, and everything would be fine. Like, it doesn't seem like Rose or Michael are controlling over the kitchen like some other owners are, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it seems like the chefs could have kind of just did things on their own, and nobody would have minded if they
exactly were, like, that's why it's frustrating. Why it's very annoying to watch.
It's annoying. The next day, I hate these stupid gimmicks in these old episodes. The next day, Gordon takes the staff to an art gallery, and the like narrator voice is like, Gordon's taking them to a special exhibit put on at a local art gallery. Like, he makes it sound like some artist has made like a food exhibition. No, Gordon just went to a bunch of different restaurants, got some pretty looking food, took pictures with his like Sony digital camera or whatever the fucking ad for this was, and then they blew them up on some like canvases.
Yep, that is what happened.
All in the course of a day, apparently, of like a 2-hour morning. They went to Kinko's. So Gordon is like, this food, what do you think of when you see this food? And they're like, oh, like, it looks amazing. And Gordon's like, and it tasted amazing, too, because I took these pictures. And they're like, what? And then Gordon's like, whoa! Yeah, let's see how yours compares. And he, like, rolls up this sheet of paper, and then it's just a wall of Leone's food, and it looks like baby barf. And they're like, yeah, our food looks like shite. And he's like, well, let's go fix it. So then Gordon is in the kitchen with Michael, and he's like, it's time for life lessons with Gordon Ramsay. And Gordon's like, so you've never been in the kitchen? And Michael's like, nah, it's never crossed my mind to, like, cook.
It, like, has never occurred to me that there should be food here.
And Gordon's like, what do you mean? And then Michael says something like, oh, you know, I'm like a New Jersey prince. Like, my mom just cooks for me. And I'm like,
your mom who, like, was dead for a couple years?
And I'm like, sir, you're 40 years old. Like, what do you mean you've never cooked?
Oh, my God. Remember when his crazy hot wife came in?
And Gordon was like, you did well for yourself, didn't you?
Remember when his, absurdly hot wife, 100 leagues out of his league?
Like, oh my god. Ma'am, I hope you're okay. Blink twice if you're okay. Yeah. So they, like, Gordon makes Michael cook, like, a pork chop and some pasta. And that pork chop looked good. I'd eat that pork chop.
Yeah.
That one looked juicy. And I like pasta. But who doesn't? So then everyone tries the food. And they're all like, wow, this is the best food that's ever come out of this kitchen. And Rose is, like, excited. Also, not to back up again, whenever they were trying food, when Gordon made them cook the whole menu, Rose would be like, I want to try it. And Gordon was like, no, I'm not going to have you die.
Like literally multiple times, he was like, you do not touch this. You do not touch this food. You cannot be dying on my watch. She's going to send you back into hospital.
Yeah. Back into hospital. So, overnight, Gordon himself, all alone, revamps the restaurant. No, Gordon went to bed, and then
Gordon Bobby Burks it. And carries the show on his own.
On his shoulders. So, he modernized the dining room, which means he just painted it gray and added red chairs. So, cool. He installed a new POS system, and they're all like, wow, it's so beautiful.
A new piece of shit system.
I think that every time.
It's what we call it in the restaurant biz. Like, it is point of sale, but every single place that has one is going to call it the piece of shit system.
So I never learned point of sale, because I've never worked in the restaurant industry, but when I worked for my dad, we used point of rental, which is similar.
I didn't know they came in different flavors like that.
They do. They come in point of sale and point of rental.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. I had genuinely no idea of that information.
Well, it's because we weren't selling anything. We were just renting shit.
Wow. I didn't know that they separated it that way. That's crazy.
I didn't. I don't know. Maybe they don't anymore. But that, in 2015, or no, in 2012, when I was working for my dad. I was working for my dad. There you go.
I mean, I've also never worked in rentals, only in sales, so.
No, yeah. I've never worked in sales.
Only rentals.
Only rentals. I guess dog grooming, is that sales?
Yeah, that was sales.
Cool, I did that. I don't remember how to do it.
I've blocked everything out from that job.
Truly just a black hole in my mind.
Yeah, cut this out, but like I was actively asked about it. At my PetSmart interview, and I was like already hired, and I was like, yeah, I wouldn't be able to tell you about anything that happened there. It was so poorly run, and she was like, respect.
Yeah, I could not tell you a single thing that happened, honestly.
I have no memories
after college.
No memories at all.
The year 2017 to 2018 is just a blur. So, everyone is, like, super excited that the restaurant is all brand new, and everyone's super stoked for tonight to be a success, and for everyone to love the new Leones, and they've turned this outdated New Jersey Italian restaurant to a modern classic Italian bistro.
Which, like, whatever. I didn't clock it at all. Like, I didn't notice anything about the decor before or after, other than the baby and the clown.
I mean, the way that they decorated it now looked more like a pizza place to me than like a modern Italian bistro, because like the bright red chairs doesn't scream bistro to me, but like,
yeah,
whatever.
That's fair.
It's 2012. We were dressing stupid anyways.
Yeah. There were feathers,
honestly,
in our hair.
like, no joke, at that time, my hair was that color red on top and then black on bottom. Like, so who am I? And I had Hot Topic clothes and my fingerless gloves.
Oh no, you had fingerless gloves.
Oh, Alana, I had multiple pairs of fingerless. I had.
Oh no, did you wear ties?
I had one tie.
Oh my god.
And then I had like the checkered skirt.
Oh my god.
And I only wore Converse and like Vans.
I also wear Converse. I wear a lot of Converse.
It was. Like, truly, I wish I had photos of me. There are, like, no photos of me in high school, because I did not like to have my picture taken, but they'd be embarrassing.
That's on brand for the way you were dressing, yeah.
Yeah. Because I didn't want anyone to know what I look like or perceive me in any way, because I was very insecure. But well, whatever.
And then also, like, then what would you, like, write in your diary angry about? Like, when you would listen to My Chemical Romance, you wouldn't have been able to be like, I suffer just like this, if people paid attention to you. Yeah.
I was more of a Panic at the Disco girl.
I, but, yeah. Look, it doesn't matter to me.
The way that we would have hated each other in high school.
I don't think I would have. You would have hated me.
I would have hated you, because you would have been, like, the preppy girl, and I would have been like, God, they hate. They're just, like, so annoying.
Yeah, but then we would have sat next to each other in one class. Then we would have been friends.
That's what happened in college.
Yeah, that was my whole deal. That's why I was able to jump around to different friend groups, because I would just, like, get along with the person I sat next to.
Not to derail us completely, but happy 10 years ago to us doing the You Burn Dinner scene.
You can cut this part out too, but I remember Liz Frost was so mad that she didn't get to do that one, because we had to, like, do lottery whatever.
Oh, that's
it was
right.
Like first come first serve, and everybody wanted it and we got it, and I remember Liz being mad.
I truly had no, like, care which one I had, because I didn't know anything about theater. I was just there to have fun. But yeah, I just remember every time we did that scene, I wanted to either, like cry laughing or just cry in general.
Yeah, and so Jeff made us do that thing where we stared at each other for, like, 2 full minutes until we got all that out. Yeah.
I hated it. Theater is rough, guys. Acting school is no joke.
No, but that scene was important, because I remember we would do, like, a little bit of individual work. There was, like, one session where we did, like, one-on-one with Jeff, and afterward he was like, you're a good actor, and I can tell no one's ever told you that before. And I was like, oh.
Aww.
Ow.
That was, like, in when I did acting 310 with Jess K. Smith. I got the highest grade in that class because she, like, told me. Because she graded on, like, most improved, basically. And I was, like, the one who had come the furthest as an actor to her, I guess.
That's awesome.
I don't know. Yeah. So I felt very good about that. It's because of my awesome monologue that I did as Catherine of Aragon from Henry VIII by Shakespeare.
By Shakespeare.
I will never forget doing that monologue, because there was a section that was so long. And Jess was like, you cannot take a breath. There is no commas, no periods. You have to do the whole sentence in one breath. And it was, like, to the point where I would be doing the last words like this because I was so out of breath. And then I could finally breathe. And I remember, I don't remember her name, but she was the TA for that class. When I inhaled, she, like, inhaled with me. And I was like, oh. It was very weird.
That's a lot. That's a yeah. lot of information.
And I was like, oh, I acted. That's the only time I've acted seriously in my entire life. Anyways, it's relaunch night at Leone's.
Oh, I forgot we were doing that.
You know, we're just reminiscing, okay? It's been just, you know, a lovely time.
Yeah, we're just guys being dudes.
Look, we've known each other for a decade, like, officially now, so, you know.
Hey.
That's
disgusting.
Disgusting. I'm 25. What are you talking about? So, Gordon has cut the menu by half. That's a lie. He cut it into, like, an eighth of what it was before. And the staff sample the new menu. They all love the dishes. Relaunch night. Gordon has high hopes for Michael and his new positive attitude. He expects him to take complete control. And then everything's off to a good start. And then Michael starts to lose it because he can't read tickets and sends out a table's order twice. Gordon gives him his classic pep talk. And then they're fine. And everything's fine. And the night's a success. The end.
Yeah, it did feel like they just were like, eh, okay, and that's it. It did feel like they ran out of time.
Yeah, and they're like, yeah, da 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 da. So, Gordon tells Michael to stay on course. He tells Rose that Michael's ready to take over. And he rides off into the sunset.
Says something about, like, that's an ugly baby.
Oh, yeah, that fucking baby.
Like, the last line of the show is, like, that was an ugly baby.
He literally asked Michael if that baby was him, and Michael was like, no.
That's almost worse. Like, no, it's just no one knows who that is.
It's just a strange painting of a random baby. Well, that was the episode. Do you have any final thoughts?
I have to know if they're still standing. I'm sure they're not.
Alana, I would love to inform you that they're still open.
Shut the fuck up. No
to this
way.
Day.
No it's, fucking
it's
way.
It's still open in Montclair, New Jersey.
Like, same owners and everything?
Well, let me read the what happened next. So, Leones, I can't speak anymore. My brain is dead. So, it's still open. Yelp reviews are mostly positive. They have 4 stars on Google, so pretty good. Chefs Karchi and Daryl were fired after filming. Gordon revisited the restaurant a year later, and Michael was still there, but the staff reveal that he is there only a few hours and spends the rest of the time in a local bar. So Gordon's happy with the food, but not happy with Michael. And Michael promises he'll be a better leader once again. Oh, Rose Leone passed away in 2014.
Okay, so right soon after that.
Yeah.
A couple years after.
This episode was aired on September 30th, 2011. The episode was filmed in July of 2011. Let's look at the menu. I would like to know if they have a website? I don't think they have a website. Oh, they do have a website. Website. Leone's Restaurant and Pizzeria. Since 1995. It's the same age as you. Is there an About Us section? No.
Good. Classic.
Oh, they deliver their pizza, though. That's cool.
Okay. They would probably find more success by being just a pizza place.
I think that's kind of what they are. Here, let's look at the menu. They got pasta fagioli. They got mom's chicken soup. Oh, they got, like, olives and antipasta and calamari. Lots of salads. Spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo. Linguine. Eggplant parmesan. Chicken parmesan. Veal parmesan. Shrimp parmesan. They got all the parmesan still. They got all of them still.
Oh, no.
And then they got a side of broccoli rabe for $9. That's expensive. You want me to pay $9 for sauteed spinach? Absolutely not. I can get chicken fingers and fries for the same price as sauteed spinach.
Yeah, and sauteed spinach is incredibly cheap to make, so.
Yeah. Stupid. Well, they're still open. Good for them. I don't know if it's still owned by Michael. There's nothing on the website that says who owns it.
It's not owned by Michael.
We can look at the press. There is no press. Cool. This website was made... Okay, but this website was made in 2014 by the Mido Group team. Who's the Mido Group? Oh, they're just an agency. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if we're owned by other people. I don't know what happened to Michael, but the restaurant's still standing and the food looks pretty good for Italian food. I don't know. It's hard to fuck up Italian food, in my opinion, but maybe that's just me.
Let me see if I can reserve a table.
I want to talk to Michael.
Tuesday. Yeah, for 2 people at 7 o'clock. Continue. Well, I could make a reservation for tomorrow.
Yeah, fly in. Let's go to Montclair, New Jersey together. That's what I want to do with my free time. Let's go to New Jersey.
They have 1,500 followers on Instagram. That's not too bad.
Oh, they have an Instagram? Interesting.
Assuming it's the same one.
Well, this was a fun episode. I always enjoy a good, nasty restaurant episode.
Their food on their Instagram still doesn't look that good.
That's disappointing.
It's, like, not very... Maybe it's just not photographed well, but it, like, doesn't look that good. The lasagna doesn't look very good.
Damn.
This is a really weird salad.
I hate when people fuck up lasagna. Lasagna is always good. It's like pizza. Oh, it's... What's wrong with the salad?
Oh, so it's ceviche.
Oh.
But it doesn't look... It doesn't look right.
Ceviche is not salad. It's a shrimp salad.
Yeah, you gotta look at this. I need your opinion.
Well, send it to me.
Well, I'm on desktop, so... It's not as good. Lyons Montclair. You'll find it. All the comments are like, this looks awesome. I'm like, no, this does not look awesome.
Lyons.
It's from Mother's Day last year.
Montclair. Mother's Day last year. Oh, it's got like calamari in it.
No, but it's like, what are the huge chunks of
orange
stuff? And then like whole ass cloves of garlic, right? And then what looks like spinach and cilantro. It's on a bed of something. And then just like a hunk of fish.
Yeah. Is that tomato too? Is there like tomato in there? It looks like sweet potato.
Maybe it's, I think it's a shrimp tail. I think it's the back end of a shrimp.
Should I Google Sicilian style ceviche? This has become the Google podcast. Sorry, everyone.
Well, it just like, it looks bad. This looks not like good ceviche at all.
I can't spell. No, upon a quick Google shows that none of the other recipes look like that.
Yeah, maybe it's because I'm thinking of, like, Mexican ceviche. But I feel like it's all kind of the same. It's whatever you want.
The post below that one is just a child dancing with no caption. So that's interesting. Oh, and then the one under that is a minion meme. Sick.
Okay, yeah, that sure is a reel of just a child dancing, isn't it?
And then go one lower. Find the minion meme.
No, I definitely see the minion. Don't you worry.
And then we have stuffed mushrooms with crab meat and shrimp, then topped with lemon butter white wine sauce.
You see, it's that sounds okay, but it's a bad photo.
Yeah, it looks like it peed everywhere.
It does. It's just like, it's bad lighting.
Yeah, they need a better photographer for their food. They also
their pizza in the box, it like doesn't look very good.
This pork chop looks okay. Their, like, first photo. Their most recent post.
Yeah, that does look okay. Ago.
Lyonnaise.
Well, yeah. I would believe it if it was the same owners, but I also would believe it if it wasn't.
Oh, this one from 2021. It's Michael, Trudy, and Diana. They're still there.
At least they were in 2021. That's... Oh, my God! Yeah. Unbelievable. Well,
look at Trudy. Good for you, Trudy.
Yeah.
Love you, Trudy.
Well, it's nice to know that whole team stayed for so long.
Yeah, I mean,
that's crazy. They were already there for like 10 years before, right? When the show was filmed, and now it's 12 years after.
Yeah, I imagine Trudy and Diana are the reason the restaurant is running well.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine Michael was like a winner during the pandemic.
If I'm ever in Montclair, I will go. I can't imagine I will ever be in Montclair, but if the world takes me there,
yeah, I'll go to Lyonnaise. I don't even know where it is in the context of anything else, Montclair.
Me neither. I should Google how to get there. More Googling. It is... Oh, it's only an hour and a half away. That's not too bad. You can take the train there. Oh, because it goes to the university. That makes sense. There's a school there. Yeah, maybe if I'm bored, I'll make somebody go to New Jersey with me. Grayson would never.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few restaurants you could go to. There's a whole Kitchen Nightmares tour you could do.
Oh, yeah. Food tour. I can go to that golf club one. I don't remember any of the other ones.
Yeah, I know the one you're talking about. It sure had a name, didn't it?
Club 33? Nope, that's Disneyland. We probably have to stop. I'm so tired. Listeners, for context, it's only 9 p.m.
It's literally 6:15 where I am. I have no excuse.
It's been a rough year. I know it's only February, but, you know.
What a week, huh? Lemon, it's Wednesday.
It's only Monday. Well, thank you everyone for listening to another harrowing episode of Kitchen Frenzy's Recaps. I'm gonna put the fucking Curb Your Enthusiasm theme for the end song.
Bum 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 ba da 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 da.
Stay tuned next week. Next week's episode is Mike and Nelly's, which is kind of a sad episode, but it's like a good episode still. Season 4 in general is probably my favorite season of Kitchen Nightmares.
Word.
So, exciting stuff. Alan, are you excited?
I'm always excited.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to our ASMR podcast.
If you'd like to follow us, too much to be able to call it that.
If you'd like to follow us on Instagram, you could follow us at Ramsey's Recaps. You can follow Alana at Alana Fine Woman. Get her to 1 million followers on TikTok.
So that she shuts the fuck up.
Hashtag 1 million Alanas.
So she stops fucking yapping.
And then follow me at Courtney Sile if you want. I don't ever post. It's just about, I truly only post about Toothless these days.
That's fine. Whatever brings you joy.
I just like get so caught up posting on my other Instagrams for like business purposes that I don't ever post on my personal Instagram. But whatever. If you want to see me post on my personal Instagram, follow me. Bye.
Bye.
The end.
Bye. It took me a second to figure out what you were saying, what song you were doing.